Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. And now the news.
Welcome to your weekly Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Denise Chapman. Ever hear the expression, a sound mind in a sound body? According to Science Daily, the Department of Homeland Security's Science and Technology Directorate has begun a study into a form of neurotraining called brain music. The music created by your own brainwaves is played back to you to help deal with everything from insomnia, fatigue, headaches, and anything stemming from a stressful event. The concept is basically the music your own brain makes shifts you from an anxious state to a relaxed state. The reason the Department of Homeland Security has an interest in brain music is they feel they can play brain music to those first responders in critical emergency situations. They feel the brain music can calm them down so they can be at the top of their game. Over the past decade, the influence of music on cognitive development, learning, and emotional well-being has emerged as a hot field of scientific study. And while we are on the topic of music and the brain, while mapping people's brains while they listen to music, researchers at the University of California, Davis, think they now have found the region of the brain where the memories of our past are supported and retrieved, and serves as a hub that links familiar music, memories, and emotion. They think the discovery may help to explain why music can elicit such strong responses from people with Alzheimer's disease. This area, called the medial prefrontal cortex, is the part of the brain associated with one's sense of self or autobiography. Because memory for autobiographically important music seems to be spared in people with Alzheimer's disease. The lead researcher, Peter Janeda, says one of his long-term goals is to use this research to develop music-based therapy for people with the disease. Providing patients with MP3 players and customized playlists, he speculated, could prove to be a quality-of-life improvement strategy that would be both effective and economical. And when I come back, we'll take a look at how breastfeeding benefits the mom as well as the baby, and how much fish do you have to eat to see a benefit?
Did you know with the Health News Podcast, we can customize your podcast to bring your clients all the health news they need to take charge of their lives? Just take our weekly health news feeds and edit them right into your own show. That's it. Call Health News Podcast today at 413-274-0200 and let us show you how you can become a health news resource for all your podcasts. Now back to the news.
A new analysis of the Women's Health Initiative has found women who breastfed were less likely to suffer from hypertension, diabetes, hyperlipidemia, high blood fat levels, and had lower cardiovascular disease than women who never breastfed. The study also reported that lactation reduces the risk of both breast and ovarian cancer. After looking at almost 140,000 women in the study, the conclusion was the results of the study are dramatic and persuasive, and women need to be told the benefits of breastfeeding for both the baby and for the mother herself. And for our last story, research out of both the United States and Sweden found that men with the highest intake of omega-3 fatty acids from fatty fish had the lowest risk for developing heart disease. This new study, which was one of the largest studies to investigate the link between fatty fish and heart failure, looked at 40,000 men between the ages of 45 and 79. Previous research had demonstrated that fatty fish and omega-3 fatty acids help to combat risk factors for a range of heart-related conditions, such as lowering triglycerides, reducing blood pressure, heart rate, and heart rate variability. Omega-3s, most notably DHA and EPA, have also been linked to a wide range of health benefits, including decreased risk of cardiovascular disease, certain cancers, better development of a baby during pregnancy, better joint health, and improved behavior and mood. The study showed that just eating one portion of fish per week would have a definite effect, and those that took 0.36 grams of omega-3 fatty acids a day were 33% less likely to develop heart failure than men who consumed little or no marine omega-3 fatty acids. And lastly, as we do each week, we want to leave you with one more amazing fact about the miracle that is you. Depending on how you divide up muscle groups, just to take a single step, you use somewhere in the neighborhood of 200 muscles. That's a lot of work for the muscles, considering most of us take about 10,000 steps a day. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Denise Chapman, and I look forward to joining you next week where I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to your listeners by you as part of your podcast. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.